Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. It is our midweek edition. We have Steve Kasachuk, Tucson City Councilman, representing Ward Number 6 with us on the live line. There has definitely been a spike in the number of COVID cases in Arizona, the number of Arizonans hospitalized with positive or suspected cases shot past 1,000 on Monday, and this raises all sorts of questions about Governor Ducey, whether or not he abandoned the stay-at-home order too soon. Steve Kasachuk, the city has their emergency order still in effect. I believe that is through June 8th. Is that correct?
Yeah, but effectively preempted by what the governor did. He put out something near the end of the month that basically said we're going to open things back up, and state law preempts our local ordinance and our local resolution. But 2 days before, actually it was the day he lifted the stay at home, I wrote an op-ed that the Star ran that said it's absolutely the wrong thing to do. You know, I get the economics. I understand that this is a really tough balance. But science really is going to carry the day. And we can hope and pray and do all that we want to do in terms of saying we would love this thing to go away. It'll go away when it does, and so viruses do what they do. They look for an available target, and they infect it, and then they spread. And unfortunately, we are providing them lots of available targets these days. You know, you saw the video from Memorial Day. You know, people cramming onto beaches and people doing their Memorial Day partying, and I get the fact that everybody's kind of stir crazy, and I've got cabin fever too. But the reality is that we don't need a vaccine. We need behavior in order to beat this thing. We can't wait for a vaccine. And so Ducey lifted the stay at home. I think it was too soon. My observation, this is just one guy's observation from wandering around, town, is that people are acting as though it's in the past. It's behind us. I walk past restaurants and bars on the way home and see them downtown before last weekend, and people are just acting as though life is normal again. And I'm really concerned that we are going to see the reality of science, and that is the virus is going to reinfect. And then we could be back at where we were before. You know, we've got a university talking about trying to open up in August. Enrollment at the university is down 9%, but the revenue associated with that is down $92 million.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
I had not heard that number. $92 million down. Okay.
That's because of the mix of the kids coming in. Well, 57% of our tuition, the U of A's tuition revenue, comes from out-of-state undergrads and international students. They're not going to be coming back here from California or Illinois or Washington or Texas or China or India or Saudi Arabia. Those are big numbers. And if we see a resurgence in this, Bobby Robbins' hope to get that campus reopened could fall flat on its face. The same situation for city businesses. If Ducey's reopening of this thing was premature, and if people's behavior is irresponsible, and they're gathering up in ways without the social distance, without the masks and all that, then we're going to see this hit us again. One thing that I think is interesting, though, is remember a month or so ago, people were saying that the numbers, the infection rates will go down when the temperature starts to skyrocket.
Yeah.
What you just said indicates that that's not happening. It's 110 degrees outside right now, and the numbers are going up.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that could be a factor of everybody's inside with the air conditioning, and that's kind of a spreader of the COVID-19 too. So it's a tough situation. Steve, I want to ask you, realistically, the governor's not going to reimpose restrictions. So I'm thinking the June 8th, doesn't that keep certain parks and things closed here? I mean, what can the city do at this point realistically?
Well, my recommendation to Rahina, to the mayor, would be that we can keep parks closed. And everybody wants to go to the parks. I mean, this is really going to sound draconian, and you know, no one's going to like to hear it, but I am concerned about a resurgence. And so I would recommend to Rahina that we do locally what we can do. The governor can open things back up until he puts another executive order in place that takes the decisions out of our hands again. Then we do have the local ability to do certain things, such as parks and rec facilities, access to city buildings, the telecommuting that lots of city workers are doing. So we're not without tools in our toolkit that we can implement. And to the extent that we have the local authority, I would say that we send the message to the governor that locally we're going to act, and unless and until he pulls that authority out of our hands, as he has done three times before now, we're going to act locally because if people are concerned about the economic impact that we've already seen, they're going to really be concerned if this thing hits us again and we have to go into complete shutdown.
So what areas would that entail? Parks and Rec, these limitations would continue beyond whatever extension is coming. What areas would be covered?
Right now, the city is planning on what's called a Phase 1 reopening that will start on June the 9th,
mm-hmm.
a week from yesterday, I guess, or today. Whatever.
Right.
It's a week away. That Phase 1 reopening will open parks. It will open certain aquatic facilities. It will open the Ramadas again, you know, those kinds of things. And so we do have and it will also open up some city buildings, some city facilities. And so we have the ability to say, no, we're going to pause that. We're going to keep these restrictions in place right now because we're not sure that we can. In fact, I'll just tell you, I'm sure that we cannot count on people using those facilities in a responsible manner, because you're seeing it in bars and restaurants already. You're seeing it on beaches all over the country. People just want to get together, and I get that. But if we have the responsibility to public health responsibility to keep things shut down just a bit longer, to make sure that we're done with this, or at least have it under control, I think we should do that. We don't have enough testing going on, either the viral testing or the antibody testing. We do not have contact tracing protocols in place. We are seeing a resurgence in the infections, and that is going to cause some real concern with our hospital workers and, again, the bed capacity that up until now has been doing okay. But a part of that was because Ducey put a hold on the elective surgeries, so he opened that back up. So all this is playing together. And we have a responsibility locally, I think, to do what we can to make sure that we're going to really pause this and go slowly and make sure that this doesn't hit us in the face again another 2 or 3 weeks. And that's how long it's going to take, because it takes 7 to 10 day incubation period and then 3 or 4 days before the symptoms start manifesting. We could have thousands of people walking around this community right now who are just in the incubation stage, and they're asymptomatic vectors for this, and that's my concern.
So, and again, to clarify, you will be recommending, it is your recommendation to the mayor and council to delay the Phase 1 reopening in the city of Tucson, is that correct?
I think we need to pause it.
Even if it is 2 or 3 weeks, something in that time frame.
I wouldn't even put a
okay.
I wouldn't put a time frame on it. We need to watch the numbers. We get numbers all the time from the Pima County Health Department. I put them in my newsletter every week. One of the CDC criteria for taking your foot off the brake is 14 consecutive days of decreasing infection rates. We haven't seen anything close to that since this began back in March. Nothing even close to it. And now the numbers are going in even the wrong direction. So I'm going to rely on the guidance that we get from the data. And the data says too soon. And there is, frankly, there's a quite a contingent statewide of restaurants who are calling themselves Too Soon Arizona. And they're saying, don't put us back behind the eight ball where we were a month and a half ago by doing this too quickly.
All right. This is a concern, especially with the U of A. And I know they've got the President Robbins with this reopening plan. He is going to they actually have a news conference and an update with Dr. Carmona, who's kind of helping Dr. Robbins spearhead this. But this has to be a big concern. You mentioned out of state. The U of A depends so much on the California kids, don't they?
The top five states for us getting out-of-state students are California, Illinois, Washington, Texas, and Colorado. California tops the list by far. 44% of the U of A's tuition revenue comes from out-of-state, comes from non-resident undergrads. That's a big number. And, yeah, it is a big concern to him and to Dr. Carmona and to the people who are working this reentry we're simply not going to see the kids traveling here, and that's going to take a huge revenue hit for the campus and trying to reopen. As you know, the state has eviscerated the funding from a state level, and so the real concern is that the revenue for the U of A is going to be down significantly, and a large portion of that is from just what you just said, is that kids are not going to be traveling here, either from out of state or internationally.
Are you delaying the opening of your Ward 6 conference room?
Yeah, we're not scheduling meetings in here until July. And even when we do, we've had groups, our from a physical standpoint, you know, fire occupancy and all that, we can fit 50, 75 people in these rooms. Right now, if you came into my office, you would see that I have the chairs socially distanced apart. We can fit 13 people in a room that once fit about 75. It's pretty amazing when you draw a 6-foot circle around a chair in all directions, not just front to back, how that really makes a room get small really quickly.
Very quickly. All right, Steve Kasachek, thank you very much for the time. We'll be looking forward to our next visit. Thanks a lot.
We always end on an up note.
Yes.
So my up note is going to be, please support a local business, a local restaurant this weekend, and buy some takeout food. They need your help.
They certainly do. And hopefully, kudos to everybody who helped try to help downtown with the cleanup on Friday, or Saturday morning. Thank you, Steve.
You bet. Take care.
All right. Steve Kasachek with us. We are at the midway point of the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. COVID-19 really hard hitting the agriculture community. That's next on the Buckmaster Show.